Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you need to send please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Kimberly. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status?
Hi, Kimberly. I'm calling with Eugene Lindsay. They had a case open with you guys, but we're told by the county they have to put in a new application because it expired, so we're calling to reopen a new one.
May I have your name?
It's Shira, S-H-I-R-A.
And your last name?
Dell, D-E-L-O.
I'm sorry, spell your last name for me one more time.
Dell, D-E-L-O.
Okay. And may I please have your phone number?
It's 267-551-7419.
Thank you. And the name of your company?
Family First Care, LLC.
All right. And then Eugene, how are you?
Fine.
All right. If you can please spell your last name.
Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y.
And may I please have your phone number?
484-824-7060.
All right. So I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone in regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. All right. May I please have your date of birth?
4/10/1970.
And if you could please verify your address?
534 North 10th Street, second floor rear in Reading, Pennsylvania, 19604.
Okay. Second. All right. And then, Shira, if you can please verify your company address?
Okay, let me look for that. Wending Drive, something. I don't know if I heard. It's 1 Wending Drive, 3205 Philadelphia, PA 19131.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm going to have you spell your first name for me.
Me?
Yes.
S-H-I-R-A.
Okay, I'm going to update it. They misspelled your name. One second. And the last name is Dell, D-E-L-L, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. One second. All right. Do you mind if I place you guys on a brief hold while I take a look at the case?
No, that's fine.
All right. Hold on, please.
December, January, February.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. All right. Yes, so we need to schedule a reassessment. Before I begin, I'm going to have you repeat your phone number because this is the number that the enrollment broker will call for the over-the-phone reassessment.
Mine?
Yes.
484-824-7060.
Okay. And did you need interpreter services?
No.
Okay. I'll have to ask everyone. All right. Moment. All right. Would you be available on Wednesday, which is March the 11th?
Yeah, about what time?
We have 1:30 no later than 2:30 or 3:30 no later than 4:30. If not, we do have appointments available the next day, Thursday, which is March the 12th.
Well, but what time on that one that said 4:30, what time it starts?
One second.
Just so I have to pick up my wife. I got to make sure.
Okay. It was a 3:30, no later than 4:30. Did you want something in the morning?
Make it better in the morning. That way I can do it because she gets out of work and I don't want to be, like, leaving her outside.
Right. Oh, no, that, I understand. Great. So we do have Thursday, which is March the 12th. We have 10, no later than 11. Or 11 a.m., no later than 12.
10, no later than 11.
Okay.
And then
so we have
what's that one?
It was 10, no later than 11, or 11 a.m., no later than 12.
Okay, do that one.
You want 11 a.m., no later than 12?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have you down for this is Thursday, which is March the 12th. And the enrollment broker will call you between the hours of 11 a.m., no later than 12. And the person that will be contacting you, her name is Quamira, and I'll spell her name for you. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It's K as in kite, W as in water.
I'm sorry about that. Do it again.
All right. Bless you. Yes. K as in kite.
K as in kite.
W as in water.
W.
H as in house.
Wait.
A as in apple.
A.
M as in Mary.
M.
I as in ice cream.
I.
And R as in Robert.
R.
And then A as in apple.
A as in apple.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And When the enrollment case manager arrived, please make sure you, well, not arrive, I apologize. When she calls you over the phone, make sure you have your ID, and you're going to need like a copy of your bank statement if you have a, because she's going to ask you how much you make per month and where it comes from.
Well, I'm not working, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I've been 6 to 7 years applying for Social Security.
Okay, well, just let her know that, because you have to prove to the county assistance office you make less than $2,982 per month. If you make less than that, then you can get the services for free.
I don't make nothing, so.
Okay. All right, no problem. Was there anything else I can assist you with?
Not me. I don't know if her.
No, thank you so much. Real good. Thank you so much.
All right, at the end of the call, if I could complete a survey, it is optional.
All right. No, not today, but we do appreciate everything that you've done.
All right, no worries. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, and you guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.